The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, so we're recording right now.
You're just going to cut this?
Yeah, because I got to come in there anyways.
Cut.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah, fucking born ready.
I've been fucking J-O-ing
the whole time. 5, 4, 3, 2.
You ready? Here it comes.
Crack them if you got them, son.
Woo, crack them if you got them.
Yeah, boy. How about them boys? Crack them if you got them. Noise. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Who's going to get us? Who's going to wee back us? Who's going to we back us?
We back.
We back, baby. Okay.
Some of us are back. That was a frozen we back. But for those of you in the studio, we back.
We are back. So we weren't in. We didn't live stream last week. Obviously, the Cowboys were on a bye week. I actually felt a little lost on Sunday, on football Sunday.
I know.
Kind of wandering around. I felt like a little piece of me was gone. I felt like we were building momentum. And the fucking bye week took that from us a little bit. It felt like that to me personally. How did you guys feel about it?
I think the meme you shared summed it up pretty perfectly. That SpongeBob.
Oh, sitting just drinking his coffee. Yeah. Speaking of memes, if you're looking for any great bomb-ass, fire-ass, lit-ass memes of the Dallas Cowboys Nation, check out at Cowboys Can Fan, the fastest growing Cowboys meme page on the internet. Maybe not even meme page, maybe just Dallas Cowboys page. And if you're looking for us on anything else, we got TikTok, we got Twitter, we got a booming ass YouTube. What's the YouTube? It is
youtube.com/ Cowboys Can Fan podcast. But all other social medias are just at Cowboys Can Fan. Make it real simple.
So before we do anything, I've given you guys a long enough time. I've given you 7 weeks and a bye week to be able to name.
Okay, I can do it.
Name.
Let me do it. But I was gonna say
how many?
What? 10. Just okay, 10.
Hang on. I was gonna say that I was also. And I'll go first, Alex. And then when I start to straggle, you count it off.
Okay, but what? Let's just give everyone like a little backstory here. So, right. When we first started this, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks into the podcast, I asked the Bandwagon Boys if they could name 5 Dallas Cowboys, and you guys couldn't.
No, true to our name. True to our name.
Name 5. I think you got like, you know, Dak, Zeke, you know, the mainstays. And then I think a couple weeks more into it, I asked you guys to name 10, and I think you rallied off about 7 or 8 pretty good. But then to get from 8 to 10 was a struggle. So here you go. This is your chance. This is your bat. This is how you get your badge of honor. You're about to go to a live Dallas Cowboys game. You need to be able to name.
Okay. 10,
and I need numbers.
Okay.
I need numbers.
Oh, fuck wow. You.
Okay.
Numbers is a bonus.
Let's try.
Well, only because like, okay. So CeeDee Lamb, number 88, Trevon Diggs, 7, Dak Prescott, 4, mm-hmm. Ezekiel Elliott, 21, Tony Pollard, mm-hmm. 20. Mm-hmm. Randy Gregory, 94. We have Leighton Vander Esch.
What number?
Leighton Vander Esch
55.
Yep. We have Anthony Brown, and he is number.
Why the fuck do you pick Anthony Brown? 26?
Nope, that's different guy.
Okay, so anyways, Anthony Brown, we have Jalen Kearse. We have
J-Ron
Kearse.
J-Ron Kearse, 27.
Yeah.
Jabril Cox.
Boom, 10.
Hang on.
That's
Greg,
10, though.
Greg Zerline. No.
And Greg 11.
We
Michael
have,
Parsons.
Yeah, Michael Parsons.
11. Or sorry, 12. That's number 12.
Lael Collins.
Yeah, Lael Collins.
I think he's 71, so that you got 13.
Deontay or whatever. Casey?
Yeah, Casey.
Yep.
Okay.
We have Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric,
Cedric Wilson. So Michael
Tyrone
Gallup.
Smith.
There Tyron Smith. Look at these guys.
I mean, come
on. You're at 15, son.
Did we name any offensive linemen?
Named Leo Collins and Tyron Smith.
That's right. Okay.
I need one more offensive lineman.
Okay. I don't remember his name, but I know the player. He's an offensive lineman. He plays backup, and he's like.
Think of the Cowboys' best player.
Zach Martin.
Boom.
Yeah.
Three offensive linemen.
You come into my motherfucking house saying that I'm a mother. Well, I mean, we are bandwagon boys, and we will wear it with pride. But when we have to throw down and we got to keep up with everybody else, your boys are gonna do their homework.
Well, I fucking hope. We've talked about the Cowboys quite a bit, and it's paying off. You guys knocked that out of the park. I'm impressed.
I will say this: when people have been asking me, "Are you even a Cowboys fan?" I say, "Well, I started out as someone who was just interested in players on the Cowboys team, but I have to say that I am a fan of the Cowboys. I talk about the Cowboys every single week.
Yep.
Half of my I struggled. I still pulled out a win on my fantasy football team this last week when I had like 7 players on my bench with a bye because they were all on the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, Cowboy Nation, hey, I'm not like one of these fucking, you know, there's some fans that are like always. They never want to bring other people on. It's like, well, if you weren't here for the shitty years, you can't be here for the good years. Fuck that shit. You guys have proved you've literally put in the time and the effort. I welcome you guys onto the fucking, and it's great. 5-1, hop on the train, boys. It's going to be good.
I have to say since we started watching football, a team like the Cowboys was a team I would always say I can never cheer for because they're already too big. And not that like when I was watching from when we all started watching football, the Cowboys have won any championships or anything, but they were just like America's team. They're a huge fan base. Every second person I met was a Cowboys fan. So it's just kind of really funny that, like, honestly, for me, I was happy and it was fun to do this with you guys anyways, but it was Hard Knocks that, like, made me like the stars of the Cowboys. And then there was the other players that they showcased as well. So,
well, before we jump into anything, I know you got some stuff on the docket. Mm-hmm. I'll say this is a good year. Like,
yeah, I know
this is a good year to hop in. Cause I feel like the momentum and the backstories and the shit that's happening makes it a lot easier to like a team. It makes it easier to buy in and like a team when they're doing good. Last year, if this would have been last year and it was going into a week, you know, into our 7th game and we were sitting at fucking 2-4, whatever the hell we were at, it's going to be a lot harder to get that same feeling. Like, we've had a couple big wins. We've had an overtime win against the Pats. We've had a couple close games. We've had a couple blowouts. It's easy to buy into the hype a little bit, right? And I'm glad that the season's playing out how it is so far for you guys to get fully immersed and enjoy watching the games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think the fact that we can, you know what, honestly, the other thing that has taken me, I love going all in on one thing.
Yes.
And being this much, and I'm not going to call myself a rabid fan.
There you go.
You are rabid.
A Cujo.
But the fact, like, I don't know, I was enjoying the podcast and I was enjoying talking football and week to week leading up to the season, but it was like the second or third live stream that we did of the games. It's like, it automatically tripled my enthusiasm for being a Cowboys fan.
Show. And we'll do one last pimp out. We do live stream every single Dallas Cowboys game. Each week we've gotten more views. We've got more people in talking Cowboys football. It's actually a really great time. Stop by if you guys are around on the YouTube. We do live stream every single game.
Yeah, we live every Saturday. Just chat with us.
Yeah, just chat.
You know what I mean? Come in if you're watching the game. You don't need to pay attention to us necessarily.
Pants are always optional.
Always optional.
Yeah, very. I mean, rather people go no, but what do we got AJ? What do we have going on here? We're going into week 8. We had the bye week, obviously, but we're right back into this shit. What do we got?
It's an odd week. It's kind of mid-season, I guess. We'll get used to it being a 17-week season, but still, nonetheless, this is kind of the mid or the. I don't know, turning point before midseason. Anyways, first thing on the dock is, I mean, we love Sadie the Enny. We've seen him play really well. He stepped up while Michael Gallup has been out here with an injury. And there's an article that we shared in our special chat along with the countless amount of nudes. that the Cowboys can't afford to trade Michael Gallup.
Yeah, because what you're trying to get at is Cedric Wilson. He's had a couple good games with Gallup out, and with the trade deadline coming out or coming up, and Jerry Jones saying that he's open for business, basically, a lot of people are taking that as, well, who would we trade? And Michael Gallup's in his last year of his contract. So after this year, the Cowboys will not be able to afford Michael Gallup. So a lot of talking heads are going with the narrative that the Cowboys should trade Michael Gallup at the moment to at least get some sort of value back for him instead of just letting him go into free agency next year. And I think Gallup in the offense, Cedric the Entertainer has been great. He's a great player, but I think Michael Gallup can be a number, like I think Michael Gallup could be possibly a number one wide receiver on teams. So I don't think you get rid of that.
No, I agree. I think if we were not in the position, and by we, I mean the Cowboys, to get into the playoffs and with a bye week at this point, then maybe there's some like, okay, I'm listening to that. But at this point, it's like, can you imagine going into your playoff game with those four wide receivers, considering that Cedric continues to perform like he has been? Like, he's made some huge catches. I can just only imagine, like, you get that guy with your fourth best corner. Like, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing with this. This is not even that. My issue is there's injuries in the NFL, right? Correct. Michael Gallup's hurt right now. So what happens? We get rid of Gallup, right? We trade him. And then what happens, say, for whatever reason, Amari Cooper's banged up right now. Boom, Amari Cooper's down. And then Cedric or CD then get hurt. Then what the fuck do you do?
I mean, we've never seen the Dungeon Master, Kellen Moore,
with his four arsenal,
with a full arsenal
bag of tricks, will you say
a bag of tricks or a bag of D20, just throwing it on the field there, seeing if he's going to get that nat 20, you know?
So I don't think you trade any of the wide receivers at this point. I don't think we get rid of anybody. Why would you want to get rid of someone minus Jalen Smith? I'm glad he's fucking gone. Why would you want to get rid of anyone right now with a 5-1 team? Maybe trade a draft pick. If you want something bad enough, trade a draft pick to get someone that you really have your eyes set on. But I don't think you get rid of any of the supporting players right now.
And let's be honest, I hope I don't eat my words, but the trajectory of the season, the contracts that the team has, this is a year. Like, obviously, like you mentioned, Michael Gallup is more than, and I wrote it on our, on the Instagram, Instagram.com/CowboysCanFan, that I think Gallup's getting a fucking 4-year, 60 mil contract from someone next year, considering he comes back, performs, like, shows that it's not anything permanent, right? Like, that's always going to be a concern. So I think this is the year, because it's a very good team. Of course, the defense will be better next year, just given that there's so many rookies that are starting. However, like, offensively, you know, everyone gets a year older. So there's just that concern that I think that there's some haste to actually focus on the Super Bowl this year.
The thing with this, though, Michael Gallup's in a contract year right now. The most dangerous player in the NFL is a guy on his contract year. You don't just give him up. You fucking let that guy go out and prove that he's worth a $60 million contract, and you give him the fucking rock, right? You don't trade him away. Michael Gallup, I'll say this right now, Michael Gallup will not be traded, but he also will not be on the Dallas Cowboys next year.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
I don't think we sign him. I don't think we, no matter how he plays when he comes back, I don't think he's re-signing with
100%. Cowboys will not be able to afford him. Cedric Seti will be our number three next year. Michael Gallup will go on to be a very rich number two somewhere else. He will make he'll get his bag, and he's going to be a very good number two in the NFL for another team.
And love him.
And awesome for him. Good. He fucking proved it, and he earned it. We just won't be able to afford it.
Right.
Speaking of trades, guys, another article that we shared in the old nudes chat was nudes players chat. And positions, players and positions the Cowboys could possibly target before the NFL trade deadline. Now, that's coming up real soon, right? Next, after Monday?
Yeah,
next Tuesday.
It's coming up. So the NFL trade deadline is not like other sports. It's usually pretty quiet. Like it's rare that it's rare you even see anything. My guess is they're probably trying to target maybe some interior D line help. That's kind of been a little bit of a weak spot. And then I don't think you could ever have too many corners. Like corner depth is almost like wide receiver. There's just so many of the guys you need. And we've actually had a couple guys banged up. Kennedy, he's a corner. He's banged up, went to the IR, and another interior lineman, Urban. So right now we lost two rotational players in those positions. So I think if they're going to target anything, it would be just cornerback depth and probably interior lineman depth. Wait, what's it say? Is that what they're targeting?
Well, this is what I was hoping. I actually did not read the article, so I'm kind of.
I mean, look, are you expecting that Alex would have read that article before bringing it up?
To be honest, when I say anything and I kind of end on a rant, I'm not expecting you guys to say anything about the article. I'm just expecting you to say something.
No.
Okay. Anything.
Here's the thing. Usually we don't read the articles.
And that's fine. We don't need to
read some surprise. So I was hoping someone was going to pick it up. So basically,
I just glance through this. After you see the center, you're going to see an interior D lineman and you're going to see a corner. So there's your DB, and then there's your interior, there's your nose tackle. So I did glance through it, and I agree with those positions because
hey, it's the island boy hair.
I'm an island boy. Yes, I got to say it on live. It's exactly like that. I know Jerry talked a lot of game about being open for business or whatever the fuck he said, and no one's safe, or I don't know. Jerry went on a Jerry rant. I would be very surprised if we make a big splash. Maybe we do, but it's not going to be anything sexy. It's just going to be for depth players and positions that we're kind of hurting at right now. Sorry, what's that, Alex?
What were you going to say, Alex?
I was going to say,
just go ahead, say it.
Well, I'm trying to.
I'm an island boy.
I was going to say Jerry just pulled out a old 1800s pistol and started shaking it around saying, no one's safe. No one's safe.
Six shooter, you just fucking got it. I got one of these.
He's just holding it. Yeah, holding it real loose. Nobody's safe here.
It's like Jerry, you can't be in the change room with a gun. Watch me. Open carry, son.
Open carry in Texas, and I own this.
Hey, is Texas open carry?
We're gonna find out because I'm bringing my pistols.
I was when I was down there last time. Tay and I were the one night I got pretty hammered, and we went into this diner at like 2 a.m. And I was a little bit drunk, and I remember sitting there just looking around, thinking, I wonder how many of these motherfuckers have guns on them right now. I wonder how many it would be.
Hey, well, listen, if you're on this, if you're 17 minutes into this podcast,
this far deep,
leave a comment below and let us know if you open carry.
Or if you just have a gun and you eat at diners at 2 a.m., we would also like to know that.
Yeah. Hey, which sounds like an awesome thing to do, bringing your gun to a diner at 2 a.m. to eat.
Legally, drunk.
Yeah, legally.
Nothing bad could happen.
You know what? Some of the safest people in the world are the drunks that you know. Okay.
Hey,
know what? At the 18-minute mark.
What's up? Crack them if you got them. Another thing, I'll quickly go into another Cowboy story that one of the games I went to just quickly.
Hey, it's just us here. You don't have to be quick.
Okay. So Tay and I went to Cowboys versus Patriots in 2016, and we got smoked, whatever. We got our asses kicked. After the game, we couldn't find an Uber, and the whole road was blocked off and a bunch of cops everywhere. And we were like, what the fuck was going on? Didn't really know. The next day when we were flying out, the newspaper read that a New England Patriots fan got shot in the head by a Cowboys fan in the parking lot.
Jesus Christ.
In the fucking parking lot. Over, I don't know what it was over. I don't know if it was over the game or if it was just people drunk. But it definitely was. I was like, holy fuck, man.
Well, we'll be very careful about how.
Well, you have to be aware. It's not like Canada where you just fucking mouth off anyone, you know?
No. If anybody's curious and tuning in, because analytics show that 95% of our viewers are from the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Can fan means
we love you guys. We love our friends from the South.
Well, listen, we
absolutely
for America's team. So
yeah,
we love America. We love America's team. But this is CanFan means Canadian fan.
And
so
I don't know if people know that because I just kind of, I don't.
It's
I don't
not know. A real. People are like, what the hell kind of word is that? Like Cowboys CanFan, but we don't have the same type of laws. Actually, we don't. We're the amount of the. It's harder to get a. It's easier. I was going to say, you know what? Fuck it. Move on.
No, I'll say it quickly. We're not going to get into a gun debate, but in Canada, if you want to carry a pistol, say I want to bring a pistol somewhere, the only place I'm allowed to bring a pistol is to a gun range. And if I'm going to that gun range, I need to call the cop station. I have to tell them I'm leaving with my weapon. My weapon then needs to be in a gun safe underneath my seat. And I have to drive directly to the gun range, use it at the gun range, and then drive home. That's it. That's the only time you're allowed to have a pistol. Outside,
and you forgot one step.
What's that step?
Your wiener has to be out of your pants the entire time.
Yeah, you have to be. You're completely naked when you do it.
So I forgot that step.
See that you have gun on you.
I forgot that step because when I'm outside and wandering around, this is the only place that you're in. So I forgot that.
It's step. Normal.
Usually just out. So what do we got?
Hey guys,
talking here. Let's move on here.
Just we were talking, and this reminded me. Undisclosed. Location that I be in for security purposes because of my many fans and followers. I found this hat today. It's the America's Team hat. Just the Dallas.
You used
this one. I was walking through a store.
Well, you actually found that hat.
I saw it and I looked at it and I am debating buying it.
You didn't buy it?
Why wouldn't you? Why would you?
Okay, I'm going to go back and buy it tomorrow then.
You didn't buy it on the spot. So you're still.
I wanted to talk to you guys. I have a little bit of that bandwagon in me, okay? Yeah. Like, but that's rare as fuck, right?
There's no way you're ever going to get. I mean, so A, unlicensed Dallas Cow. Is it? Are you sure that's.
No. It's from a New Era shop.
Shop, yeah.
Yeah, but is it New Era spelled with an H?
No. It is 100% new. New era.
One, you're a pussy for not getting it, and two,
okay, fair enough.
Go get it tomorrow.
I am okay. I'll go get it.
How much was it? Or did you even look? Cowboys podcast is sweet.
It was actually
okay. So just want to let everybody know. 35%. I'm just going to say that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, we got to steamboat this. So right now, Bandwagon Boy One forgot his fucking charger at work. So we got to fucking put this into nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
Okay.
A live stream a couple weeks ago when it started to delay. It's because I had my the fucking Apple products. Anyways, doesn't matter. I just wasted 2% of battery by trying to explain that.
Okay, NFL power rankings for week 8. We have the NFC teams claim 5 of the top 6 slots.
That was a hard out.
So, okay, so this is NFL power rankings. I'm going to say I did read that we were still top 3. I'm going to say 3.
Add?
After week 8?
He did a good sound there. We did get a new soundboard. So BW1's over there fucking around, and I like it. All right, that makes me feel like I gotta wake up for work. Let's not do that one.
Okay,
what do we got?
Yeah, let's see what we got.
I don't know how to use some of these. I think we're at power ranking number 2.
Of course, the Cardinals are number.
Oh, Tampa's 1. Number 2, so we are number 3.
Ah, damn it, you saw.
Hard to say the Cardinals anywhere else but 1. 5-0, right? 6-0.
Yeah, 7-0, dude. 7-0.
7-0. Holy Toledo!
We got the 7-0 cards. The 6-1 Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah,
Pirates.
Bucks.
Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Fuck you.
So okay, did we fall out of? We fell out of 3. We better be top 5 still.
I mean, these Bills, these Buffalo Bills.
Like I said, hey, look,
there we go, Dallas. 4 bangers, son.
Jack Prescott.
4, lucky number 4, son.
Lucky number floors.
So I would say this.
What are you thinking, AJ?
I was saying bye week, it's hard to hang on to your place because some team behind you is going to have some sort of great game. And just like the week-to-week bias, you're going to push them past the team that like didn't do anything this week. So,
and you can't argue about any of those 3 teams ahead of us.
No, exactly. NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long. With DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at $1 million of total prizes with their first deposit. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code TPPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, NJIN or PA only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Exactly. And one surprise that just because we don't really talk about the rest of the NFL very often, we do, just not while we're doing the Cowboys podcast, obviously. What the fuck is going up with the Chiefs?
I know. Thankfully.
Right? Like,
I mean, part of me wishes we would have actually did the Kansas City game on the Sunday.
I'm honestly starting to think that the Raiders are a harder game than the Chiefs.
Yep.
I thought our Chiefs was the hardest game. And right now, honestly, in our schedule, the Vikings look tough on Halloween, but I think our next hardest game is probably the Raiders on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And I don't want to dive into that too much because we're on the power rankings, but I can't believe how bad the Chiefs have been.
I mean, guess what? Yeah, sorry, Alex. I'm going to cut you off anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fair assessment, because that's what you're going to say. And also great for us, because if they're not doing as well this year, then, you know.
Yeah, but if we imagine this too, if we would have went to the Chiefs game, we probably could have got, like, for the price we're going to pay for the Raiders game, we probably could have been smelling fucking Mahomes' butthole from this like row three, right? But it is what it is, man.
Yeah, damn.
It is what it is. And I think it's shaping up that Raiders game that, by the way, we are going to be in Texas for the Cowboys Raiders Thanksgiving. Woo! That game is going to be off the chain, son. And I'm jacked the fuck up.
And we will be sitting together.
Yeah, we got it. We have to be. And then, so one other thing I was thinking of with the fucking power rankings there. If we lose this week, there's such a tight knit top 10. I think if we lose against the Vikings, we could fall bad. Like, we could fall bad. You know my pessimist is coming out here. I don't think any game's an easy game.
I mean, truth be told, I was putting my hand on the mute button to mute him. And he knows he gets that sometimes.
I do, yep.
But I think, obviously, again, coming in as a fresh Cowboys fan this year, I'm not gonna allow old raunchy Cowboy fans to ruin my Super Bowl season.
I hope it's not a playoff loss. I hope we get a couple big bad beatings in the season and then fucking cruise to the playoffs. What is fucking?
Oh my god. Okay, guess what?
We don't even have the docket. It sounded like he was fucking sweeping over there. Like,
no, I was trying to still listen to what you were saying.
Are you washing pots and pans?
No, I had to open up this little mini fridge that was keeping all my heinies cold.
Oh, there you go. Oh, nice one. You got them.
Hey, the fact of matter is,
hang on,
and
30%.
Okay, Ant's talking exactly how Lieutenant Dan would be talking in the locker room, where Jerry's coming in after a victory, and he's going, "Hey boys, great win," and Lieutenant Dan's coming up to him. Do you know what we're facing next week, Jerry? We've got the damn Minnesota Vikings, and he's already like,
"Have you ever heard of Kirk Cousins?"
Yeah,
have you heard of Kirk Cousins?
No. Sorry. Not Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones has been through this.
Jerry's the ultimate fucking optimist,
though. I know, but I was gonna say it's more like Micah.
That is true.
Ant starts talking to Micah, or Micah starts to get excited about how things are happening, and he has to like,
and then
Micah comes in and sit the fuck down.
DQ, sit the fuck down.
Sit your first round great ass down, son.
Listen,
you want to get blown up in the jungle, boy?
Listen, you're gonna sit out during a COVID year, you fucking punk.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say pussy. I was expecting the hard P there.
You delicious, sweet puss.
A punk was a hard P.
A hard P. Yeah, actually, probably a harder P than pussy.
But... Okay, so let's talk about the Vikings game coming up. What do we got?
So the Vikings game right now is actually going to be it's going to be a tough matchup. Anytime we play against a heavy run team. I expect it to be closer than it should be. They're going to be able to control the clock and have a lot of possessions. If we can shut, our main goal is to shut down Dalvin Cook, that we have to stop Dalvin Cook. If we stop Dalvin Cook, if we hold him up, this is my bold prediction. Maybe it's not even a bold prediction, but if we hold Dalvin Cook to under 100 yards, we will win the game. 100%. If he goes off and has 130 yards and 2 touchdowns, it's going to be a way closer game than any of us want.
Do any of the players play with Halloween makeup on?
I hope so. I hope Dalvin Cook's dressed as like,
Adrian Peterson. That's Adrian.
Comes out with 28 on. Yeah. But realistically, they do have a decent passing game. They have Kirk Cousins. They have Adam Thielen. They have Jefferson. Crack him if you got him. The thing I like about the Vikings versus the Cowboys is it's the battle of the 2020 first round wide receivers with Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb, right? They were both taken in the first round. There was an argument last year that Jefferson was the better receiver than CeeDee. I would love to see CeeDee have a better game than Jefferson.
Oh yeah.
We all want
CeeDee to have,
do you guys game have Jefferson. I don't know if you guys have this highlight in your head or not. Do you know the CeeDee Lamb catch that happened against the Vikings? Because if not, you got to watch
it. I'm going to say no.
Alex is going to stare at the screen until we ask him to YouTube.
Fuck
you. I can see what he's doing. I can see what he's got on the move here. And I know.
I don't know. I guess we're just going to try this.
Okay.
This one.
Yeah, this is against the Vikings last year. This is one of the nicest catches. I saw watching this live. Well, not live, but in my living room.
I wonder if we're going to get blocked by you.
Is this YouTube?
I don't know. We're just going to do it. Should I download it?
I don't know. Okay, you do whatever you need to do right now.
So the great thing about this catch, this was last year. We were still, I think we were only 2-6 or something at the time. But this win kept us in the playoff hunt, and it jacked me up. It was such a nice catch. And it was thrown by our boy, redheaded Adam.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Andy Dalton, the red rifle, threw a beauty fucking ball. And the catch was just...
Holy shit, Alex. That is terrible.
What's terrible?
I mean, I'm not looking at it yet, but is it laggy?
No, it's in super, super slow motion. Here we go. Look at this. Look, he's like literally laying flat there.
Oh, God, I love CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, now, CeeDee's the man. He really is.
Do you guys know how many males across the country pulsed on that moment?
Well, not across the country, but specifically in Dallas, Texas, a lot.
A lot.
95.
No. Look, I didn't show you that hat for no reason. This is America's team.
It was a Sunday night game, too, so there was a lot of...
That's involuntary pulse. You might not have even liked the Cowboys, but you see a catch like that, you're going to involuntary pulse and without
you can't help it.
In
your underwear.
If you're a first time podcast listener,
and you don't know, means coming.
Pulsing means. Yeah. Guess what? We didn't finesse that.
It just stuck, and we tried to not bring it up as the hard C, but it is what it is. And we need to let new listeners know what we mean when we say pulse.
We say pulse instead of come, so YouTube doesn't censor us. Okay. Let's look at this. Let's look at this ESPN breakdown. I feel like we need to speed up ourselves by two times, but whatever. If Trevon Diggs, Tyron Smith, and Dak Prescott are out, that would really suck. I think they're all going to be playing, but considering those guys are out, and then Minnesota Vikings have these
Minnesota these Vikings. You just made me think of the fucking Izzo song there. So what is there? Who's out for them? I can't read this. I have terrible eyes, and it's too small.
Okay,
so you'll just read it out loud. Who do we got out, or who's on the injury report for the Cowboys?
Oh, there Anthony Barr, linebacker, D.D. Westbrook, wide receiver, Ben Ellefson, tight end, and B.C. Johnson, wide receiver.
So Anthony Barr,
he's on injury reserve.
Anthony Barr's a great player. That's good if he doesn't end up playing. But we've discussed this before. If you're questionable at this time of the, if you're only questionable on Wednesday, the likelihood of you playing is pretty high.
Like, yeah,
I've read reports about Dak. Heard from the players watching him at practice. He wasn't in practice, but he was doing his drills off to the side. And CeeDee Lamb was actually quoted saying 90% sure that Dak plays just by watching him. So I don't think we have anything to worry about our big names there. It's too hard to tell. It's those Fridays or those Saturdays when you're still on the injury report that we got to start puckering our buttholes a little bit there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking of it from a fantasy owner perspective, not an actual player perspective, but every fucking week someone could be 100% healthy and it's like, oh, they didn't practice.
Yeah, it's always when you look at your fantasy roster, half your team has a fucking Q beside it.
I know.
At this point of the week. Yeah. So you can't a doubtful or an out, that's what you look for. Dak Prescott will be playing, Garen fucking Teed.
Fundamentally because he knows that the momentum needs to continue on. The bye week is a very challenging week because it's either A, going to help positively affect the team by giving him the rest, letting players
vaping.
You're vaping on my like nice inspirational speech, my 22%.
I'm fucking feeling it, bro. Weed just comes from the earth and shit.
I was just going to say, like, look, Dak Prescott, I don't think he's going to come out of the bye week saying, you know, I'm not, even if he's, actually, I don't know. If he's not feeling 100% and he feels like he's going to risk
Dak's
it.
Dak's fucking playing.
All right.
I think maybe week, if we didn't have the bye week, Dak might have had an issue playing. Dak is fucking playing. Dak knows this is an important game. Dak knows every single fucking game is important. He's going to be playing.
I envision them sitting at like a Jerry Jones, owner GM, Mike McCarthy, DQ, and Kellen Moore sitting around like some sort of table. Deciding, and they're
roll looking, your D20, Jerry.
Yeah, they're looking through the analytics on like if Dak is out this week and we lose this game or we do this type of percentage, what's going to happen to the team? And I feel like Kellen Moore has already thought of all the 90 different ways that the game will go if Dak's not in there.
Yeah, he's playing.
Like he's sitting there like fucking Doctor Strange from
yeah, exactly.
There's only one way, Jerry.
Oh, fuck my life. That's funny shit.
Okay. No, great analogy, Adam. But let's look at this team stat breakdown here. Very, very, very confident for the Cowboys simply based on the first two stats alone. Points allowed and points per game.
5-1, and the Minnesota Vikings are.
Yeah. No. Sorry. The team stats here. Let me highlight it. Those two. Points per game, 34 Cowboys, 24 Vikings versus points allowed, 24 Cowboys, 22 Vikings or 23 Vikings. So it just goes to show you like Cowboys do give up a lot of points. Another good thing to look here is at our Cowboys' last five games, not including the LA Chargers game. Every other game, we've gone over 35 points. So
35 burgers every fucking week, son. 35 fucking burgers every week with a couple 40 burgers, TBH.
Oh, you know I love a 40
burger. Oh, a 40 burger just hits differently.
You know I love a 40 burger.
Yeah. So we're going to get a 40 burger. Let's hear. I want to hear real quick here. What are you guys' predictions on the game here?
Ooh.
I want to know it right now. I know I usually ask you guys just before the game. I want to know midweek. I want to know where you guys are, where your head at is after the bye week. You think we come in hot and horny, or do you think we come up shriveled dicked? Let's hear it.
You want to go at it or me?
You go.
Okay, I'm thinking I'm going to say it's going to be a closer one. It's going to be 34-29.
34-29. Wasn't that last game score?
35-29 was last game, but I'm minusing a point. I'm saying 34-29.
That's a good, I think a high 20s against the mid 30s is always a good pick. Ad, what do you got?
I got 37 because I think we're just going to be a little shy of that 40 bergs.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think we're going to hold them in somewhere in the 20s.
Okay. Well, you got to pick a number though. You get somewhere in the 20s.
21.
21. Okay. I'm going big dick.
Sorry. 21.
I'm going big dick energy. And this is going to play out bad for us because I'm always really wrong.
Yep.
I'm going 45 fucking points for the Dallas Cowboys. How many touchdowns is that? Who even cares? We're going 45 points. And those stupid ass Vikings, they're only going to have a measly 13 points. We are having our best performance coming off the bye week. We're going to play the best game we've had. Full defense, full offense, full special teams. 45-13, pencil it in, bitches. Fuck all y'all. Let's go.
Fuck all y'all. Now, the question is, at 13 points, does one of those touchdowns that's on hot. Our side come from lucky number 11?
I hope so. If Trevon Diggs has an interception this weekend, hey. I might fucking die. I honestly might die. I don't think I've ever – I'm more excited for a Trevon Diggs interception at this point than anything I've ever seen in football.
Okay, would
that Trevon Diggs interception against the Patriots, I don't think I've ever watched a sporting event. I mean, granted, we're together and, like, the excitement and we're drunk. But
and they had to be a pick six.
A pick six. Like, oh, that was God. Just, like, yeah. Fucking mind blown. Yeah. Mind blown.
I want a T. Diggs interception. Or I want our boy Micah to
I'd like to see Micah.
Yeah. Love that Randy Gregory forced that fumble, but I think Micah needs that monster
that
play.
That moment, yeah. I agree. Well,
what else do we got, Alex? We are fucking
so we're gonna have to speed this up.
17%.
We need to do, I don't know what we have on the docket. I don't know what else you have, but we need bold predictions. We need to do bold predictions.
We can wrap it up. We can wrap it up.
We don't even have to wrap it up, but we need bold predictions.
Okay, before we go to bold predictions, let's look. Let's look at. Do you want to look at these fines from last week by the NFL?
This CeeDee Lamb fine. What a fucking crock of shit, dude.
Do you know what these are all for?
When he waved.
Sorry. Yeah, the walk-off. When
he got fucking cheap-shotted. He got late hit into the end zone, and he got up and waved at the guy. Well, and they fined him $10,000.
This is what we talked about this before. This is why Tyreek Hill has those custom gloves that when he puts his hand out like that, it shows the peace sign because that was his move, and he kept on getting fined.
Oh, that's
for
funny.
It.
I didn't know
the
that.
NFL needs to stop going in the direction of baseball and not letting people celebrate because baseball is proving that it's not doing anything right.
No,
it's entertainment.
Like, what a fucking wave! Fucking bullshit.
You know what? This is the funny thing too. I'm an avid Reddit Cowboys page guy. This is the thing. They banned my ass for spamming the fuck out of them.
hey, guess what? Shameless plug. Shameless Cowboys plug. Can fan. Like, plug. Subscribe, share, bitches.
Yeah, do it. So this someone pointed this out in the Reddit, the Cowboys subreddit. They find CeeDee Lamb for waving, but then the NFL runs him, like shows, like they have him as a promo.
Yeah.
In the fucking pump up video or like.
Good point.
You find the
good
guy.
Point.
Yeah. To fucking do anything.
Because that's what, it at all. That's those are the moments that people want to see.
I know.
And if you look at our burgeoning YouTube shorts, we clip these motherfucking moments because right when you see a shot getting in center of a live stream, it's because CeeDee Lamb's doing a walk-off touchdown wave, bitches.
Waving at bitches. So then you see $10,000 or no, you know what I thought though? Sorry, AJ, for cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
What I thought that with the wave, all I could think of was in the Mighty Ducks when the guy gets the 2-minute penalty. 2 minutes, well worth it. $10,000, well worth it, man.
Absolutely.
No big deal. And it's just such a fucking stupid slap on the wrist.
CD shits out $10,000, Sam. Yeah.
But look, okay, there's five slides.
sorry.
Yep.
And honestly, we're at 15%. But
okay. We'll wrap it up after this.
Do you think that Jerry Jones pays CeeDee Lamb's fine because I don't think he can.
Well, technically he does. He pays him as a player. Yeah, but true. I don't think he can pay the actual fine, but man, the amount he probably already picked up an endorsement of him waving at someone at a car dealership or something.
Yeah.
Already covered that tenfold. So I mean, that 10K fine for CeeDee Lamb doing that, man, wave again. That's that was so good. The fucking wave was so good.
I think the point that you made of the NFL then fining for the move and then also using it in any sort of, if other sports channels do whatever,
fucking thing.
Yeah. Then that is like, it's the equivalent of like, you know, suspending a player for an abusive thing and then showcasing that as like,
find this guy 10K for smoking weed and then just showing him smoking weed to promote smoking the NFL. Weed.
What a cool guy.
Like, okay. Okay, you have you literally have one last thing to bring up. What
one last thing. All I want to say is there's five slides on this on this carousel from Offside NFL is the Instagram. But we got Gennard Avery, 5K. Connor Williams, $16,000.
Oh, for the face mask, probably. You got
really?
You got a penalty.
Wow, okay, okay.
And then like 30 at one point. Or first in like 30 at one point. And yeah, he face masked or he did something. He had an unnecessary roughness after a holding penalty. So
wow. That's that much, eh? That's incredible.
Well, for these guys, I don't even think it's that much for these guys.
Well, it depends. Maybe Connor Williams is only making fucking, you know, $1 million before taxes. That's like 400K.
Okay. So here's the question. Is a fine a write-off?
I don't know. I'd like to see that. How they even, who's this? Oh, TJ Watt.
TJ Watt, 11K.
Hey, you don't need to really say anything else about these fucking fines except for what is with the bullshit numbers.
Adam, we are part of the lucky number sevens. That is our gang. That is our tattoo that we're all getting in Dallas.
But it's fine.
But here's the thing. Why is it $7,981? Why is it $5,180?
Well, because 7, 9, and 8 are almost after each other, and then you
have one.
No. Okay.
No, I don't know.
Ad's getting stressed out.
Take us home, Alex.
Okay. Click me off so I can go back and see you guys. If we're gonna sign off.
We can even do our bold predictions.
Okay, bold predictions, and then bring up the Brady thing. I just want to know.
Okay.
You guys are going off this. We have to talk about this. Tom Brady got a 600 touchdown. Fan caught it. Mike Evans tossed it to a fan. They went back to the fan. They grabbed the ball. Fan gave it back.
Speed up mode. I like it.
Fan gave it back. Then we released. the Bucks released this. This is what we're going to give him. Would you have given it? Because this guy didn't know he was actually going to get back this stuff.
He got strong-armed.
You think
no.
so?
He and Ann
got strong-armed. He
okay. So just quickly read it off, Alex. What did the guy get?
Okay,
signed jerseys.
So Tom Brady's 600th
okay,
touchdown ball. Two signed jerseys and helmet from Brady.
Game worn cleats.
$1,000. Am I saying it or are you? What the fuck is going on?
I'm going to say $1,000 in the buck door, two season tickets in 2021 and 22 and 22, and he got a Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, you know what else he could have got? He probably could have got a fucking $1 million for that fucking ball.
Okay, so
biggest
okay, joke. Okay, no. So let's now reverse it. This is what I wanted to say about it. And I'm sorry for cutting you off, Alex, but we're literally at 10%, and it's gonna
get
going
down.
Let's go. I love it. It's the speed round, baby.
We're at the Cowboys game. Dak Prescott throws a 600 touchdown.
Keep it.
You caught it. What do you do?
Do we know it? Do we know?
As a Cowboys fan, what do you
do? I'll tell you. Can I answer this?
Yes, this is for you.
I'll tell you what I do. Dak Prescott is on a $164 million contract. Okay? I will not even fucking whiff that in my whole entire life. I don't give a fuck about a 600 ball. I'm the biggest Dallas Cowboys fan, but motherfucker needs to get me. So I get Dak 600 pass. I'm going to catch it. I'm going to get the fuck out of that stadium. I'm going to lawyer the fuck up. I'm going to sit on it. I'm not going to talk to anyone for a couple months. And then I'm going to make as much motherfucking money as I can off that thing.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get at least. And you know what? Maybe it might not be $1 million from Dak, but I said this in the group chat. Tom Brady and Giselle are worth fucking almost $700 million. That motherfucker could have he was sitting on a winning lotto ticket and he gave it away for a Bitcoin and season tickets. the guy, his friends, I hope his friends are telling him right now, dude, you are a fucking moron. You got had. He got strong-armed. He was in the moment. He had this.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
I'm that guy.
No, you know what I would have said? That fucking little dweeby equipment manager came up to me and was like, hey, Tom wants his ball. I'd been like, Tom wants his ball. Go get Tom. Get him over here. Tell me he wants his ball. Tom would have came over and been like, hey, man, it's my sixth turn to pass. It's really important to me. I'd have been like, no, give me $1 million. Like, I would have not have given it for what he gave it to. Not a fucking chance. Fuck you.
Hey. Agreed.
Sorry for rushing us all up, boys.
We gotta get out of here. And give us the outro, bro. Give us the outro. Out.
Talk him. Hey, you didn't
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.